Alabama. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day, then cloudy and less windy, then becoming partly cloudy by afternoon with a high around 81. The overnight low temperature tomorrow night will be in the low to mid-50s. Then Friday and Saturday, beautiful sunshine, highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many people evacuating from the Gulf Coast ahead of Hurricane Michael have made their way to the capital city. Some hotels are already sold out for the rest of the week. The American Red Cross has opened a shelter at Aldersgate Church on Vaughn Road. The votes are in for the District 4 runoff election for City Council. With 63% of the vote, Audrey Billups Graham has beaten Cortez Dan Harris for the City Council seat. Harris received 36% of the vote. And Montgomery police have made an arrest in a 2017 homicide case. Police say 19-year-old Deshaun Hall has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jonathan Jordan. That shooting happened last December on North Pass Road near the Alabama River Parkway. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nearly 2 million people are bracing for impact from Hurricane Michael.
The storm is expected to be one of the most destructive hurricanes the region has seen in decades.
A surprise announcement from the White House. Nikki Haley resigning from her post as UN ambassador.
No, I am not running for 2020.
New Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh took the bench for the first time.
Fingers of blame are being pointed in several directions after the limousine crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York on Saturday. Relatives of the deceased driver said they believe the car was unsafe. The governor has said the same. But a lawyer representing the limo company said all safety issues had been corrected.
Saudi journalist, a U.S. resident, who writes for the Washington Post, he's been critical of his home country. He was seen entering the consulate in Istanbul, and reportedly, he never came out.
A massive spike in voter registration after Taylor Swift's recent Instagram post.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame reveals this year's nominees.
Among the contenders,
Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, and Devo.
And that's it.
The Boston Red Sox win the division series against the Yankees, headed to the American League Championship Series.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then, open to any caller, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We do that drawing on Friday, and $60 value. What is it made up of? Things that you pick. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Man, I'm good. Just trying to stay dry. It's a little bit wet out here.
There you go.
Yeah, but before we get started with all this talk, Dan, could I get on your Sweet Creek again this week, brother?
Absolutely. You got his birthday? You remember it?
5'10".
Yes, sir. He's got it. He knows that as good as he knows his own now, Dan.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, but it sounds like from old Rich's forecast that we're in for some really nice weather after all this mess gets out of here.
Yeah, we really are. I was looking at it on tomorrow. The high is 80, the low is 52. Mm-hmm. Friday, the high is 77, the low is 53. That's perfect fall weather for me.
Oh, it's going to be nice, real nice. But the reason I called, Dan, you know, we got this election coming up now in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, those Dems and Hillary in particular, they're doing everything they can, Dan, just to tear this place apart. Did you see Hillary on the news this morning where she said something about we can't have any stability until the Democrats take over again?
I did. We played it, but let's play it again.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
Yep, that's so Hillary for you.
Isn't that just I was dumbfounded when I heard her say that this morning. For someone in such a position, I mean, she's still in a high position, very well esteemed by the Democrats, to be talking like that, to be calling for, that's basically like calling for civil unrest, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah. She's doing, you know, she basically, the Dems' message, you can't trust Republicans, and Republicans are bad people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I also read an article a little bit ago from the Media Research Center. It said that they had analyzed 1,007 newscasts beginning June 1st through September 30th, and it was 92% negative against Trump.
I saw that. 92%.
Now, if you can't take that statistic right there and see that the media is stacked against that man, I mean,
it's amazing that he's doing as well in the polls as he is, considering that negative weight in how people get their information.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I mainly thought about what Hillary's comment was this morning. I mean, that I'm still shocked about that one, man, to be calling, be saying something about you can't be civil again. I mean, what's happened to this country, man, when someone in that position calls for, you know, being uncivil amongst people.
Yep.
It beats all they're saying. Well, anyway, Dan.
Thanks, Smokin' Otis.
Stay dry and have a good one, brother.
You too. Let's get to this limo story again. Interestingly enough, the Numan Hussain, the son of the prestige limo owner, the one that was the informant, he just got arrested just a little while ago. I'm talking about like 5-10 minutes ago. And it was in a control stop on Interstate 787 near Albany that he was arrested, charged with manslaughter and the death of 20 people. Let's listen to the story that was played this morning.
The wife of the limo driver involved in the deadly crash in upstate New York is speaking out for the first time on camera.
20 people, including driver Scott Lysanikia, were killed Saturday. New York officials say Lysanikia did not have a proper license to operate the vehicle. Federal documents show the limo he was driving also failed an inspection in September. DeMarco Morgan spoke with Lysanikia's wife in an interview.
Kim Lysanikia told us that her husband Scott had been working with Prestige Limousine for a little over a year, and she feels like he's being improperly blamed for this accident. And even though authorities have yet to determine what exactly caused the crash, she also says she believes it had nothing to do with Scott.
It has been so difficult because I think about him every day.
And when was the last time that you spoke with him?
It was Saturday morning before the crash, before he went to work.
And when did you find out about the accident?
I didn't hear from him for about 3 hours. And that was odd to me. And
you sort of felt something.
Yeah, I felt something. So I called his boss, not the owner, but the son of the limo company. I was like, did you hear from Scott? And he said, I'm glad you called me because there was an accident.
That's the one that just got arrested, the son.
Wow.
So he didn't think to call his family. She called him and said, I'm glad you called. There was been an accident. And again, breaking news just happened minutes ago. The arrest of the son, the one that she was just talking about, and have charged him with manslaughter. And he was operating the company at that time. So neglect and charged with manslaughter. That guy is going to, he's going to have a tough one here. He's going to have a tough one. So let's continue with the limo driver wife heir, and the reason that she's doing this, she wants to vindicate her husband.
What do you think may have happened? Was Scott suffering from any medical condition?
He was in excellent health. He was an excellent driver. For over 20 plus years, he drove a tractor trailer. That's why I know something was wrong.
State officials say if your husband didn't have the proper license to operate that vehicle.
I don't know what that's about, because even if he didn't have the proper license, this still would have happened. And I feel like he still would have got blamed.
Hearing about the violations with the fleet, mm-hmm. Prestige Limousine's fleet, are you bitter? Are you upset?
Oh, yeah, look, I am. Because they should have been more responsible. You have a company where you have people's lives in your hands. That's unacceptable.
Did he ever complain about the vehicles?
Oh, yeah, he did.
What did he say?
He did complain. He, you know, there were a few times where he told me, I overheard him say, I'm not going to drive this like this. You need to give me another car.
So he knew something was wrong with those vehicles?
Not really. He trusted in what the limo company said, that the cars were all right. But please, I have to say, I feel for these victims. I feel for them. I am in no way trying to make it seem like it's about me or my husband. I just want my husband to be vindicated. I have to stand for him because nobody else will.
So on one hand, she's saying to the owner or the operator, I can't drive this car. I need another one. And then asked, did he know anything was wrong with the cars? Then she said, no, I trusted him. He trusted him. So that's a kind of a conflict.
Yes.
That's there. And what happens is, you know, this kind of situation can be pretty devastating. You kind of start creating your own reality the way you see it, just to kind of make sure that the person you loved and cared for, as she said, she wanted to vindicate him, and so you kind of can create your own reality here. So here's the conclusion that the reporter's going to come up with.
Kim was very adamant, saying that she would continue to pray for everyone involved and impacted by this tragedy. The Albany Times Union newspaper, meanwhile, reports that Scott Lysinickia was given a ticket back in August for not having the proper license to operate that limo and that they notified Prestige Limousine. The paper also reports that just 2 days before the crash, someone was trying to sell what appeared to be that limo on Craigslist. The limo company's attorney said the vehicle was deemed road ready after it failed an inspection in September. But the New York State Department of Transportation told us in a statement that is categorically false. The owner was warned not to operate the vehicle, and the vehicle was placed out of service. So you got a lot of back and forth, but one thing is for certain for this community, it is mourning the loss of 20 people killed in this tragedy.
DeMarco, thank you. And in a statement, a Prestige Limousine said, quote, "We respect the family and their process of grief. Mr. Lysinickia was a dear friend and dedicated driver, and we too mourn because he is gone. At this time, we are putting our trust in the investigations in order to answer all of the questions of causation and fault." And, you know, you hear his wife say that she's thinking of the families of those passengers. And, of course, we're thinking of her, too.
Yeah,
she lost her husband. But there are still so many unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. When I was there, there were no skid marks. The car made a straight line across that intersection. It didn't swerve at all. So
just like it kept
really
barreling
trying to figure
forward.
Out, right. What happened in those final moments?
She seemed to question that even if he didn't have the proper license, she seemed to be saying he was qualified because he could drive a tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. But that still leaves a lot of questions. Was he licensed to drive that truck, that limo, or not? It's a very troubling story, but I definitely feel for her. You feel there are no winners here. You feel for everybody in this story.
Everyone in that community.
And no, he was not qualified to do it. So, breaking news, the operator of the New York Limo Company in the deadly crash has been arrested, charged with criminal negligent homicide. And he's going to be charged with 20 counts. That just happened not long ago at all. Newstone 93.1. Reminder, this hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Mars Show listener. Tip Tames, David Ingram, Ian, Danielle, Eric, Lynn, the whole group. Going to be back right after this.
News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's pick up with Larry Sabato. Larry Sabato is the University of Virginia political science guy that you'll see him on Fox, but now he seems to be doing a lot of gigs on MSNBC. This was from Meet the Press Daily with Chuck Todd, that they do a show at 4 o'clock Central Time for 1 hour that he kind of does his political roundup. So he was on it. And Chuck Todd finds himself as trying to be a very distinguished kind of political guru type person, but totally messed up on the 2016 election, as did Larry Sabato. But Larry admits that he messed up. Chuck Todd doesn't necessarily admit that. So let's talk about, he's going to be talking about at the very beginning here, the midterm elections.
It did strike me when you see him going to Western Iowa. Yes, there's part of the 3rd Congressional District there. You see him going to the places, Erie, Pennsylvania. He's going to places that matter to him. In 2020, it appears more so than the candidates themselves. Feels like this whole week really is testing the reelect week.
Well, Chuck, this is a president who filed for reelection on the day he was inaugurated for the first term. We've never seen anything like this from a president. So he's been running flat out. His reelection campaign is running flat out. And I think they know that even if the Republicans hold the Senate, given the very pro-Republican map that exists, President Trump is in trouble in some of these states. He's fallen considerably in approval. And the Midwest as a whole seems to be flipping in the midterm year. All the states that he carried are getting ready, it appears, to either elect Democratic senators or Democratic governors or both.
Now, I kind of, in a way, disagree with that. I think what he's trying to do is, it's going to be real important. For example, he's going to Kansas to, and he went in for the guy who's running for governor, who he endorsed and who had endorsed him. But that's important because that state is going to be making decisions as far as different redistricting and things like that. So I think he's doing that. I think he's also trying to cherry pick, that I'm not sure how effective it's going to be, by hitting a media market in a competitive race that you have a Republican that could lose, and you're trying to shore him up a little bit. So I think it's kind of to say that he's going into Iowa for Iowa's sake versus that that congressional district that is in Council Bluff, and then next door to it, when you're in the Council Bluff media market, having been there many a time, you're also in the Kansas media market because they're right next door to each other. So I'm not sure if I agree with the philosophy of this, but let's continue on.
You know, it's interesting. It's the one part of the, quote, wave that has gotten less attention. We made it our lead. You've given it a lot of attention. We made it our lead today in First Read, the sort of the Big Ten states that was hugely important to Barack Obama's election and reelection. It's what he, how he held off Mitt Romney, and it was hugely important in Donald Trump's win. It appears to be tariffs. If I were to, if you were to find an issue that seems to, there's sort of, it, even though you talk to Trump voters anecdotally and they say they're not judging him yet, but you can't help but notice that as he threatened tariffs and the ag tariffs got put in, Republican numbers started eroding in those Midwest, particularly the agricultural Midwestern states.
No, I think that's right, because after all, those tariffs seem to be hurting people in the Midwest more than other regions. And let's not forget another factor. Many of those Midwestern states, as we know, because we go a lot, they are the nice part of America. I'm not going to diss New York or California, but you don't get the time of day from people there. The Midwesterners may not react as well to some of the things that President Trump says and does. And I think you pointed it out this morning in the First Read newsletter. This also reminds us that 2016 was a choice. It wasn't simply that people decided to vote for Donald Trump in a vacuum. Many of them were voting against Hillary Clinton. Right. Maybe you dispute the premise of it, but right. Essentially it's a two-pronged decision.
And I agree with that part, I think people were voting for Hillary Clinton and they were looking the other way for some things for Donald Trump. But I'm not sure that was that big of a deal to them, that was a large number. I think there were some women that didn't like Hillary Clinton, and so they're holding their nose and voting for Donald Trump. But how many of those people are either not going to vote or actually going to vote in the Democrat side of the ledger? I'm not sure that we're going to see that. Let me, a couple of things here. One, Don Duncan, All-American Tire, two locations on Madison Avenue, one location on Bell Road, and then the new location in Millbrook, right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Go see Mike there. He's a personal friend of mine. But everybody in all Don Duncan locations are spectacular. I need to go back. I got to get my lug nut, little key. As soon as I get that in, I'm going to take them in, get my tires rotated, get the brakes checked, because it does feel a little different. And they will tell me exactly what's wrong with it, and they will not overcharge me or do work that's unnecessary. That is one reason I really, really, really like Don Duncan All-American Tire. Go by and say, and by the way, looks like Hurricane Michael is now going to touch the very bottom of Alabama, right at the Dothan. When you go down to Mariana, Florida, it's going to hit that, and right at the corner, as Rich said, where Georgia, Alabama, and Florida all join there together. Looks like it's going to be right there. So Dothan, if you got folks down in Dothan, they're going to feel it. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time to let Mr. Electric install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric services and repairs most backup generators. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Michael making landfall a short time ago near Mexico Beach, Florida, as a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. It's one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the mainland. More than 375,000 people along the Gulf Coast were urged to evacuate, but National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says for those who chose to stay behind,
stay safe, stay sheltered. It's a very dangerous situation.
At the White House, President Trump says federal resources are ready.
Everybody that's going to be hit, we have covered.
Michael is pushing a storm surge of up to 14 feet and could dump a foot of rain in the region. The storm's also expected to bring hurricane-force winds into Georgia. Investor concerns over high bond yields and Wall Street's so-called fear index sending stocks spiraling. The Dow down more than 500 points at one time this afternoon. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to monitor powerful Hurricane Michael, and it's certainly going to have effects in Alabama, more effects depending on where you live. Rain and tropical squalls will continue from time to time today, this evening, and tonight. Winds increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty up to about 30 miles per hour in gusts. Today's high 81, tonight's low 73. And, of course, the farther southeast you go, you get into a tropical storm warning across most of South Alabama and a hurricane warning over extreme southeast Alabama. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day, then cloudy and less windy, then becoming partly cloudy by afternoon with a high around 81. The overnight low temperature tomorrow night will be in the low to mid-50s. Then Friday and Saturday, beautiful sunshine, highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Oh, baby.
272-9228.
There's a light in your eye that keeps shining.
That's where we are.
Like a star that can wait for night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight?
As I said, it's looking at this, it's going to touch right at the corner of Alabama. So Dothan is is really feeling it. I mean, they're feeling some serious winds down there and getting a ton of rain. This thing is moving like a freight train through here, really moving fast. It must be going 60, 50 miles. Man. So if you know somebody down there, check on them. See how they're doing. Big problems with power outages are going to hit again. Let's stay with Larry Sabato, and he's going to be talking about the blue wave.
No, I've always said that the biggest error we made collectively in the political handicapping community, I think, was just treating 2016 as a referendum on Trump when it was actually more of a referendum on her. But in fact, let me ask you about comparing 16 and 18 a little bit. One of the other things I thought we all collectively underestimated in 16 was the historical headwind that she was facing. I'm not talking about gender. The simple fact of the country doesn't like to elect the same party to three straight presidential terms. How much do you think we're sometimes underestimating the history that the Republicans are facing in 2018, just normal history?
Well, we do it because if there has ever been an abnormal presidency, we're in it. And Trump has violated so many of the rules of politics and so many of the norms of politics that we hesitate to say, well, history shows us that X will happen, therefore it will happen under Trump. But I'm with you if you're saying that a red wave ain't going to happen. It's just a question of how big the blue wave is. It could be a tsunami, it could be a middle-sized wave, it could be a small wave, but there's going to be a blue wave.
Now, when he said that a red wave isn't going to happen. Now, they're going to do some clarification of that in the next part, because what I'm seeing in the polling that I'm looking at, and you guys know my polling sources are really good, that we're going to pick up some Senate seats, and the question is how many House seats we lose. I've been saying that for weeks now, and I don't think the Kavanaugh thing helped that out as much as the Senate, because House members don't vote on Supreme Court justices, senators do, and I think that was the turning point for them. Can they keep this thing alive, and can they keep it going for a long period of time? I think that would be very difficult to keep it going for a month when basically doing the swearing in, 29 days before the election. But if you add that in these congressional districts, and like I said, the micro messaging that I think is going to happen on a state level and try to let it bleed over into some of these congressional districts, but micro messaging in places like Missouri, Indiana, North Dakota, Montana, Florida, Arizona, and Utah. For example, the latest thing in Utah now shows Heller up by 3 points. She was up by 4 points just 2 weeks ago. And even though he's under 50% as a as an incumbent, that's not good. But it seems that you watch a break trend, and it's breaking towards him. So that means that usually whatever trend is in your breaking trend is going to follow over and stay in to the very last part. Now, we're 4 weeks away. That's a long, long way. A lot of people make up their mind in the last 4 days of the election. But it seems the Kavanaugh thing drove people to make up their mind earlier, and I think that's why you were seeing the shift in the poll, and particularly the dropping down of some of the undecideds. Let's continue on with Larry Sabato. He's going to talk about could lose in the House, but possibly pickups in the Senate.
When are you going to feel more comfortable to know the Kavanaugh effect and how sustaining it is?
Probably about, 9:30, 10 p.m. on election night. But looking at polling, we got to have a week for this to settle, Chuck. It's just too soon, and there are contradictory indicators right now. If I had to guess, I'd say both parties' bases were stoked by this. They were energized by this. But who was lagging? The Republicans. People aren't changing sides. There are very few persuadables, especially in a midterm election.
Right.
Instead, this is the parties reaching people who are very likely to turn out if they're energized.
What is it? One of the, as you noted, look, President Trump has sort of blown up norms and conventional wisdom. Well, nothing could blow up conventional wisdom more if we truly have a two Americas style election, meaning Democrats win 40 House seats and somehow Republicans gain in the Senate. Now, it's a geographical, you could call it a geographical anomaly in the Senate races. But I have to tell you, I am struggling to figure out how they would pick up 40 House seats and not at least be a net neutral in the Senate.
Well, it is tough until you look at the map. It's the worst map either party has faced since we started popular elections for the Senate over a century ago. So I can see how it will happen. And interestingly, the academic models that predict these elections, and they did much better than the rest of us.
Yes, they did.
In 2016, they're predicting just that, that Democrats will pick up a lot of House seats. Some say in the 20s, some say in the 30s, goes up to 44 seats. At the same time, they're saying Republicans will keep the Senate and maybe even add a seat or two.
And that's how my data is showing it. But did you notice how Chuck Todd couldn't come to the realization that that could actually happen?
Right.
I mean, I don't see how you can get 40 seats and not be net neutral in the Senate. And I think Chuck Todd sees what he wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
I go home every day and watch Meet the Press Daily, and I just listen to how he's always beating up the president. They spend the first 20 minutes that Trump is doing something wrong, and it's untraditional and how bad it is. But it never really gets down to that bad, particularly when you look at the new polls that are out there on popularity ratings and right direction type deal. Matter of fact, Steve Kornacki is going to be talking about that in this first piece that we have here.
Kavanaugh nomination fight. Brett Kavanaugh now an associate justice on the Supreme Court. He's had two swearings in. He had the official one behind closed doors. Then he had the ceremonial one last night. So Kavanaugh is now on the Supreme Court. Republicans are saying that they think, and they didn't expect this going in, they think that the fight over this has energized their voters. Remember, we've been at this board all year telling you there's been this enthusiasm gap between the two parties. Well, it was measured at about a 10-point enthusiasm gap over the summer. There was a poll last week that showed that falling down to 2 points. So that's one factor. Republicans say they finally got the energy. Do they have it? Will it last? What about the Trump factor in all of this? Donald Trump's approval rating right now, again, it sits there. If you average all the polls together, this is an interesting one. Let's see if this tool works at least. 43.6% is Trump's average approval rating. The interesting thing on this is before the Kavanaugh fight, a couple weeks ago, when we were talking about Cohen and Manafort and the McCain funeral, Trump's approval rating was about 3 points lower than this. He bottomed out, I think, in the average at 40.2. So he's actually gone up about three and a half points. Remember, Republicans have been saying the closer that number is, that Trump approval rating to 45, to the mid-40s, the better they feel about actually hanging on to the House. The more it gets into the low 40s, the more it breaks into the high 30s, the better Democrats feel about that blue wave forming. So that's the big picture 4 weeks out. The question is Kavanaugh. The question is energy. The question is Trump's approval rating. Has that been rebounding? Why might that be rebounding?
Now, that's a rolling average, by the way, that he's talking about. It's at 43, and he said it was at 40. So what I've learned in looking at polling is that the trend is your friend, and what you do is not look at the last six, you look at the last three. And then when you look at the last three, instead of 43, you're up at 46. And can he keep that trend going? Just stay where he is in those last three. Just stay right there. And I think you got it. And I think these guys are doing it to themselves. I agree, based on the data I'm seeing, we're going to lose House seats. And there's no doubt about it to me. The question is, how many? Are we at the 20 number? Are we at the 40 number? Or somewhere in between? In between isn't good for Republicans, and they're going to lose the House, and that's going to be messy, to say the least. I think it's also going to, depending on what happens in 3 weeks, I think getting the DOJ investigation, the IG report, and those kind of things is going to be really important, because if you want to do something, the Democrats want to do something to damage, make it a very glaring report that you cannot ignore, and then go in and shut that down. Because here's what I think will happen. I think you literally could, the Dems could take the House, and all those Dems that said that they were not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi ended up voting for Nancy Pelosi. You've got a glaring information out that's saying that, yes, there were a group of people within the Department of Justice trying to stop candidate Trump and trying to stop President Trump, and then the Dems are going to go shut that down? because those two factors right there, those two factors, I think can make it where you win back the House in 2020. How about that for a prediction? I really think that can happen, particularly if you get the economy going in the right direction. Which, speaking of which, one thing that Donald Trump has really been banking on and touting is the stock market, and we're down 746 points right now.
Yes.
That's a big number, folks, and it's going across the board. That's the Dow, but even when you look at the S&P 500, it's down 83, but the NASDAQ is down 272, and it's roughly a third of, it's like 38% of the Dow Jones. But he's been banking on that, and that's not helping him out. When, you know, talk about their 401k's going up and everybody's happy. Well, when you have a week that you've taken down basically 1,400 points on the Dow, that's a big number. And I tell you, the other thing that's going to happen, that's going to be a major news story. It's going to be the tornado, I mean the hurricane, but they're going to be talking about this. Those two factors here. Can you pull back up on Kanaki and let's play a little bit more of this?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
It's going to take a while.
Oh, I should have given you a warning, shouldn't I?
Yeah, we'll get into this. And this is having to do with the rise in interest rates, right? This market move.
Yeah, rising interest rates is definitely the factor in what's happening is people are moving from stock market, coming out of stock market into bonds.
Yeah.
And just changing the portfolio over. But when you change a couple of trillion dollars, that's can have an impact. Let's continue on here.
I want to, 4 weeks out, we're essentially 1 month out from Election Day. Big picture view of where this election is. The conventional wisdom all year has been the Democrats are favored, are likely to win back the House. Maybe the Senate is in play, too. Matthew, on the right, let me just start with you. Do you actually feel right now that if the election were held today, Republicans would hold the House?
No. No, I think the House is increasingly out of reach for Republicans.
And even with the Kavanaugh thing?
I think so. And we have to remember with Kavanaugh, there's still 4 weeks to go. And we woke up this morning, oh, everyone was talking about the ceremony, the Kavanaugh ceremony last night. And then what's the big news? It's Nikki Haley. So the idea that Kavanaugh is going to last a month, I think, is kind of spurious. And Republicans shouldn't be too overconfident that this enthusiasm attached to Kavanaugh is going to last. There's more general enthusiasm. I think Republicans are finally tuning in, and that explains, I think, some of the closing gap.
Yeah, and on that point, actually, let's play a little bit of the sound here. We have Mitch McConnell, and this is sort of the message it sounds like emerging from the Kavanaugh fight that Republicans think they can kind of harness, that they can run on for the home stretch. The idea that there was a mob out to get Kavanaugh and out to get sort of the Trump on this one. Let's play what McConnell had to say after this nomination fight.
Well, the people that were attacking our members at their homes and in the halls, it was really quite a display of aggressiveness, far beyond what I would consider peaceful protesting. They were trying to intimidate members of the Senate, not only in our home states, but also up here, actually in the Capitol and at our homes here in Washington. And I'm really proud of my members for not knuckling under to that, those kind of mob-like tactics.
What do you think of that message, Corinne?
Mob-like tactics are, is really, I mean, he's confusing it with democracy. I mean, it's our right to go and protest. I protested last week. I was there. I spoke at some of the events that were being held. And people were energized and angry.
See, notice, if they're mob, that's peaceful protesting and democracy at work. If it's Tea Party, completely different. JJ, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston.
We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Having a Social Security discussion here. All right, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to JJ. JJ, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Howdy, sir. I just got a chance to call, but earlier I heard you guys say Hillary was thinking about running. She runs and wins. I'm leaving the country. I'm moving to Mississippi. I'm the black guy that voted for Trump.
I know.
That's my comment.
Is that all?
That's it.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day.
Yeah, appreciate the show.
Thank you very much.
Moving to Mississippi, out of the country.
It does seem like it's out of the country sometimes.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking to somebody that sat down in Mexico Beach, and they said it was pretty bad. And said it's actually, it was at its worst state about an hour ago.
Yeah, I texted my brother and his fiance about an hour or so ago, and they live in Dothan. And I'll text them again here soon.
What did they say?
They said it about an hour ago it was fine. It wasn't that big of a deal. But, it's the eye wall itself isn't quite on Dothan, but the main thrust of the storm is getting pretty close to Dothan. So I'll get in touch with them here in a moment.
Hit that tape while you answer that phone here.
All right. Went from being energized all year to now being angry. And this is what the Republicans have been able to do to our base. So I've been saying a lot that it's not about the Kavanaugh bump. It was about the outcome. So if Kavanaugh had not gotten to the Supreme Court justice, I would say I would really be worried that, yes, it would have totally continued that energy for Republicans. But because we are the ones that lost, the energy is going to continue in our favor, because now women are angry, people are angry, and they're saying to themselves,
well,
that's why I said it went from energy to being angry. I think it actually went a notch up.
Can you go from 11 to higher?
All I can tell you, Steve, is what I saw last week, and being in this business for a long time, whether working on campaigns or being part of the progressive movement, I'd never seen before.
Never seen before. Let's go to the phones to go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Doing really good, Duke. And you?
Hey, I talked to my sister in Dothan. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Give us a report.
She said that the winds picked up a lot. She had some trees down in her backyard, and it's raining like crazy.
Interesting. How long ago did you talk to her?
About 20 minutes ago.
Does she orient me where she is in Dothan? Is she on the north?
She's on the west side.
The west side, okay. She's solid west. Is she on the outside of Wells Clark Circle or the inside?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I've never been down to her house. But anyway, she said the wind is really blowing, and she's got some trees down in her backyard, so it must be coming down pretty good.
Yeah. And it's just now getting there, too. I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
the leading edge is there. Duke, thanks for telling us.
Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely, Duke. You know you can, buddy. Give me a month and day, or do you
remember? 8-8. I just wanted to give you that report.
I really appreciate that. If you get any more, let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Duke. Yeah, anybody that's got is talking to folks down there, like I said, I'm chatting with somebody in Mexico Beach, and they said it was pretty bad that they stayed. Yeah. They're at a shelter, and people are kind of going out and venturing around now, but the police are saying stay sheltered here. Don't get out because they have a lot of power lines down, it seems, in Mexico Beach. Let's continue on here, my friend.
All right.
Women, and I'm talking about diverse women, coming out and being incredibly sad and angry and wanting to be involved and trying to figure out how we're going to fight and how we're going to change things. And so that's the difference that I saw.
What did you make of the divisions that emerged? Because one thing that struck me looking at the polling on Kavanaugh, it is the least popular Supreme Court pick since Bork in 87 who went down. But another way of looking at it is it's almost like a proxy for Trump. The support it posed for Kavanaugh looks like approve disapprove for Trump.
Yeah, that's why Trump turned to into a mini Trump, and from what we hear, out of keeping with his personality, shouting at the Senate panel. If the Republicans retain control of the Senate, I don't think it'll be because people came out because they were afraid that Mitch McConnell was going to get yelled at. That is the spurious, specious. I never know if it's spurious or specious, but that is definitely a bad argument. But you're right in terms of the numbers. Yeah, we did see that enthusiasm gap narrow. So Republicans got fired up. At the same time, we saw Kavanaugh getting less popular. We saw women defecting from the Republican Party. So we had these counter trends. And the one thing I would caution all the viewers is, even though the enthusiasm gap narrows between people who self-identify as Republican and people who self-identify as Democrats, the independents didn't say that there wasn't much of a change in independents. And there still are slightly fewer people self-identifying as Republican than have 2 years ago. So I think overall, you know what? If Kavanaugh was put forward and it went as we thought, without the allegations, without the fight about sexual harassment, I think we are right now exactly where I thought we'd be on September 4th or 5th.
Now, interestingly, they said now the Dow is down 804 points for the tick-off. It was at down 750, then it jumped down to minus 6. 30, now it's back up to minus 786, and the roll-off of the ticker is very important here,
yeah.
The last part. So it hit over 800, now it's at 790, and what you want to see it do is slowly inch where you're not losing as much. You don't want to see a blast of sales right at the very end. That would be a huge mutual fund dump that people would be doing. Which is normally, by the way, a bottom of a market, but because everybody panics and gets out, and they can't get back in. And what he was saying is that he was wrong on something. It's not Republicans, less people identify as Republicans. It's less people identify as Republicans and Democrats, and they moved over to independent. But if you look at the percentage that you lost, the Democrats lost a larger percentage of their base than the Republicans did. They neglect to kind of mention those type of things. But that's the way it goes. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good
show. Stock market is minus 765 now, so it is kind of trending a little bit better for this tick-off. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control.